We have only one more day of the liturgical year, and then Sunday we start again. So on this day, in the first reading, we have this text from the book of Daniel. Remember, I think I spoke to you before about this is another genre. It's not narrative like so much of the Bible, or prayer, or direct advice. This is a theology of history. And it's looked at as, you know, dividing the history of the world into stages or steps. We still do this. Gibson's history is like this too. But this one is revealed, and it's about the future. Now we have then these beasts. We still do this, right? The beast for England is a lion. The beast for Russia is a bear. We don't have a beast. We have a tall, skinny guy with a top hat, Uncle Sam. But it's a way of designating governments or people. And so it's difficult for us to figure out who or what these kingdoms are. But certainly the last one is clear. At a certain point in history, one, you see, the ancient one takes his throne. His clothing was snow bright, hair on his head as white as wool. His throne were flames of fire, trying symbolically to speak of God, the Father. And then the court was convened and the books were opened. That is the great assize, the great evaluation. At that moment, one, like a son of man, came on the clouds of heaven. And when he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. It's because of this that our Lord calls himself the Son of Man. Now, the phrase Son of Man, Bar Enosh, means somebody is like quintessential humanity. It's the Son, the most human of all human beings, if you will. Orientals do this. You remember during the war with Iraq, Saddam Hussein, this is the mother of all battles. You remember? That kind of talk is very Semitic. And so the Son of Man comes and he receives dominion, glory, kingship. Everything belongs to him. That's Jesus. Now, there's another. So it means Jesus is saying of himself, I am the most human of human beings. I am the Son of Man. At the same time, he's saying, I am the figure predicted by Daniel. Everything will be given to me, and I will establish a kingdom that shall never be taken away. And this even baffles his contemporaries, but it's pretty clear. So the two go together, huh? I am your child. I am the Son of Man. I am the most human of all our race. And at the same time, I am this one. Now, the text goes on. You know, I didn't look. Yeah, let's see. No, we go on. But as far as I can see, we don't. Well, yes, I guess. Then, all these gifts, the kingdom, the power, the glory that is given to him, that becomes the saints of the Most High God. It's a little early in the morning for this, but it's important to understand this whole section of Scripture. That's the people of God. So the people of God are taken up, and they too can be called the Son of Man in a way. But they receive all that the Son of Man receives. That's the church. So the Son of Man, the quintessential human being, you see, comes and receives everything from the Father. But that's extended to all who are joined to him. That's the church. It's difficult to follow, and you know, without an explanation, it's taken years, centuries really, to work this out. But now that we see it more clearly, we understand that as we get to this point in the liturgical year, we should be meditating on, one, this world ends. It's not going to go on forever. And two, there are huge forces, you know, contesting to run it. And third, there is one who is the most human of all, to whom the Father has given absolute and total authority over everything. And he has formed as king a people of the Most High God. And that's us. And so tomorrow we'll have a little bit more from this book of Daniel. And then we start the history of the world, at least the history of the Jewish people, all over again.